T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, it's getting ugly between those two. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads, stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in, and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
I work from the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything, and even in installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Howie, for Valentine's Day, we always want jewelry, but we expect the chocolate and the roses, too.
Well, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got all three for you. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get a free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. If you want a diamond heart necklace and a gold rose, only $149. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Love is in the air, and Dinstals is the place to win the heart of your special Valentine. They've been doing it for a long time, over 100 years, as a matter of fact. Their family's created handmade chocolates using only the best, the finest ingredients in their Memphis Candy Kitchen. You can select from an array of beautiful heart-shaped boxes. You better have it on Friday. Packed with caramels and fudge, nougats and creams, to nuts and my favorite, their tartlettes. For your Valentine's Day parties, too, they've got Dinstals, everything from marshmallow hearts to their award-winning fudge pops, a Dinstals tradition. And they've already launched their famous chocolate-covered strawberries. Put your order in today. Fresh, ripe berries dipped in fondant and enrobed in rich milk chocolate. She's going to love them. Nobody dips them like Dinstals. You can place your order today. You better get to it. at your favorite Denzel's location, Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View there off Covington Pike, Collierville, and they've got the new store downtown this Valentine's Day. Say I love you with Denzel's, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has the trifecta this Valentine's Day. Spend $99 or more on a piece of jewelry she'll love, and you'll get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates. While supplies last, in-store only at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Four Memphis locations and the new one in Little Rock.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the places big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Sign up for a Fitzkey Rewards card, and you can win up to $250,000 in cash. It's the new member $250,000 Bullseye Kiosk game at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. See Cashier Players Club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Make a fresh start in 2020 at the number one volume sales leader in Memphis, Whoop Chase Toyota. Over 250 pre-owned and certified pre-owned Toyotas to choose from. The model you want, the color you want, the options you want. Shop over 250 all on sale for a limited time only at Whoop Chase Toyota. The number one volume sales leader in Memphis, Germantown Parkway in Cordova. WhoopChaseToyota.com. Based on Toyota reporting from 2019 sales.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I was like, good gracious, ass bodacious, flirtatious, trying to show patience. I'm waiting for the right time to shoot my steam, you know, waiting for the right time.
So people out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash, the offer is not going to be a good one. Well, that is not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts is working with. So, you might be thinking about listing your home, and you may have a number in mind, like, I don't know, $180,000 for it at your house. I don't know. I can't tell you what to put on it. Well, chances are your offer from the investor that the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts is working with would most likely be in the $175,000 range, and that's all without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, and more. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer.
Right. So if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County and in DeSoto County, maybe you're not thinking about it at all, they'd love to hear from you over the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. All you've got to do, it's very simple. Send your address in an email. Not sure if you haven't done this, why you haven't already, to investor at livelovememphis.com. Again, that's your home address to investor at livelovememphis.com. That team is going to do an analysis for you. Don't worry. There's no obligation to sell. You'll never be hassled to sell. You don't have to worry about it. The Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts simply going to tell you what that investor is going to pay. It's up to you to decide what you do from there. Probably going to get a number that you're very pleased with. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing, again, your home address to investor at livelovememphis.com.
A lot of people are obviously concerned about the status of Precious Achiuwa, because let's be clear about it. I mean, I don't think we have to mince words here. No Precious, no Dub.
Well, and it's what you've been through already another lottery pick.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean,
you've had it happen already, so you're doubly concerned.
Yeah. No Precious Achiuwa, no victory. I mean, I think it's as simple as that. 100%. You're not going into Cincinnati, and you're not going into UConn and winning those games if you don't have Precious Achiuwa. Now, here's what I can tell you. Based on information I've gotten, Precious Achiuwa is practicing. He did practice today, has been practicing today.
Okay, that's good news.
And obviously with a day to go between now and the game tomorrow, that is a positive sign for his status. Again, does that guarantee that he is going to play? It does not guarantee that he is going to play. And you know, you just, again, it feels like every game right before, like whether it's DJ showing up in crutches or on crutches, and then the game against South Florida, Malcolm Dandridge is just mysteriously out, like things have happened, right, on game day. But at this point, it does seem like it's trending in the right direction for Precious to play on Thursday. And let's be honest about it. They need him desperately.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't match up well with Cincinnati if you don't have Precious Achiuwa. And you could argue that, you know, without DJ Jeffries, you don't match up with him like you did. So you're already shorthanded as it is. You need a Precious that's not the, to Mark's point, he can't just be back He's got to be back and engaged, not just a 6-3 guy. I'm with Mark. And I made note of it when we came back to start the week. He did not look engaged. Didn't look like he cared at all about the game plan, quite frankly. And now, look, I'm not pinning that on Memphis' side of it at all. Could have been the frustration with the early foul calls. Precious is still a young guy. He's a freshman. You get frustrated. You can see those. But we've not typically had those moments from him. And with him being so important now, you more so can't afford to continue to have them. He can't afford to continue to be that precious. So it's got to be engaged. He needs to be the double-double guy. You hate putting that much pressure on him, but it's where this basketball team is at right now at this point in the season. So it can't be a 6-3. It's got to be Precious back, and he's got to be performing at a pretty high level. So, and again, I think Giannotto said it best, consistency is one of the things you want to show these scouts. So, again, for your own individual goals, best thing to get back and to play well as well.
Yeah. Memphis, by the way, since Cincinnati moved to Fifth Third Arena, Memphis has beaten Cincinnati there just twice. The Bearcats are 18-2 against Memphis at Fifth Third Arena. So, you know, this is going to be it's going to be difficult with or without Precious, right? Like, I mean, without Precious, and you feel like it's impossible.
It's a place, I think you've lost six straight going back to 07-08 there.
Yeah, with Precious, it's still,
Precious the Jew.
It's still an uphill climb given sort of what you are already missing. But if you have him, you at least walk into that game feeling like you have a chance.
The problem is that even with Cumberland now, and I know they just lost at UConn, but he's playing more like a conference player of the year. They've played like a tournament team, quite frankly, since their loss to Memphis. They got it turned around and won the five or six straight. Pretty sure it was five straight before the loss to UConn. But it's more that team that's lost five straight. I expect that you'll see that's one five straight. Excuse me, that you'll see up there back at home. And look, that's an issue because what you've got right now is it feels like two teams going in opposite directions. So you're asking Memphis to do something I think that would surprise a lot of folks again. I mean, good Memphis teams have gone in there. Probably, more experienced ones have lost again. Have lost before. So again, six straight. It's a place you don't normally win. That said, this team, for the most part, and since Penny Hardaway's been coach, operates better when it's the underdog. Operates better when it can play the nobody thinks you guys are going to do anything card. Let's be real, because when it was on the other foot, right? When it was we're ready and all that, it didn't go well. So I'll put it that way. One thing that Penny's played a theme: disrespect. Hey, we're underdogs. Maybe that maybe that resonates a little more. Maybe you go in there with that pregame speech against Cincy. Certainly, they're going to be heavy underdogs, and that resonates more with them because we know what you've got. It's still the same team that went into Tennessee, right, and got big plays down the stretch from Alex Lomax, Tyler Harris, Damian Ball in that game. Those guys are still out there, right? Yeah, those guys are still there. DJ Jeffries, no, but the rest of those guys are, and so there's enough talent here. This ain't some juggernaut Cincinnati team. It's still going to be tough. I don't expect they'll win. That said, the important thing is you get one of these two. Otherwise, you go 0-2 this week. You got UConn as well this week up there. If you go 0-2 this week, it's going to start looking really bad. Unfortunately, it's because of the home loss.
You want some random-ass trivia? I'm going to give you some random-ass Cincinnati-Memphis trivia, okay? So you already touched on it. Memphis has lost six straight games.
That's what I thought. 07-08.
At Fifth Third since 07-08. December 19th, 2007 was the last time they've beaten Cincinnati there. But do you realize that time and the two times before, which are like the most recent, right, and the three most recent wins Memphis has gotten at Fifth Third Arena?
And do they even count 07-08 with that
season?
Well,
it's vacated, right?
Yeah.
But here's the trivia. The last three times that Memphis has won at Fifth Third Arena, and that goes back to, it looks like, the early 2000s at least, if not before that. 95 is going back to 95 the last three times. Memphis has won that game each time by 10 points. Each time. They won the game by 10 points.
That is random.
Like, like exactly 10 points. It was 83-73, March 2nd, 1995. And then there was one other time where Memphis won the game there, and it was a 10-point win. It was 91-81 in 05. And then in 07, it was 79-69. So I don't know why, but Memphis, if they're gonna win tomorrow, it's gonna be by 10 points.
They're winning 5/3 of the time.
The problem is, like, do you guys remember how good DJ was in the game against Cincy here?
Yes, DJ was awesome. He had 18. Yes,
18 points. He went four
and I came away from that game. I came away from that game saying, man, if you can just get DJ and Precious to be as good as they were tonight, they can win this league.
That's right.
And to not have
that's what I'm saying.
Half of that is a huge blow. There's no doubt.
I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, Lester in that game even gives you 13. But you had 18 points from DJ Jeffries. Again, 4 of 10 from three in that one. And it was part of the matchups that helped him. And so not having him, I mean, now in that one, you could argue, well, you got nothing from Boogie Ellis, literally nothing, zero. And he's playing at a better level now. That part is true. But not having DJ there, a guy who really hurt them from a matchup standpoint. Again, we're talking about Precious. You know, just being down DJ is going to hurt enough.
There's no doubt. I mean, it just takes your dynamism out, right? Like the things that you can do offensively.
He played the most minutes that game at 34 minutes. Like, he was an absolute stud against Cincy, and
yeah,
the matchups helped.
I mean, the reality of the situation is he was your second leading scorer. You know, he was really, like, when you consider his skill set, he's your best three-level scorer on the team. He can make threes. He can make mid-range jumpers. He can get to the free throw line. He can finish. He was the guy on the team who was best equipped to do all of that. He was the guy that kept defenses the most honest because you had to guard a shot. He was a capable enough shooter from outside to make those. He could get to the rim, you know. And there's just not, you wouldn't necessarily say that about every guy on this roster. You know, some guys are just around the rim type of players. Others are perimeter shooters. Very rarely do those two sort of intertwine on this team. Other than DJ Jeffries. You know, DJ Jeffries was that guy who could sort of, you know, slice the defense up and penetrate. And, you know, you don't have that capability as much anymore with him out. You know, you could give the ball to him. He'd put it on the floor. And like we said, he'd keep defenses honest. And that's a big loss. And nobody would say otherwise.
Guys going to have to step up. I mean, you know, again, and you feel like there's some – you've got the capability. You know, a guy like Tyler Harris, who we've seen, you know, can have some good games this season and yet, you know, hasn't put up the numbers – he put up last year. Now, part of that is because he's playing five fewer minutes per game. He's coming off the bench. You know, it's funny. I was looking at this last night, but you talk about random. Though, in a year where offensively there's been a lot of regression, right, what there's certainly been is inconsistency. You're trying to find who's the second guy, who's the third guy, and can you guys be that
yeah.
you know, consistently? The one thing from an offensive standpoint when it comes to Tyler Harris has come off the bench in every game this season.
Yep.
Like, you started Jaden Hardaway.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lance back and forth, Malcolm, Isaiah, Alo in, out. I mean, the one thing that I guess Penny Hardaway's been sure of this year is that he wants Tyler Harris, who hit 79, right?
Yeah.
The freshman record threes last year. He wants him coming off the bench. Now, I can hear it. You know, that's part of Penny's, you know, sort of firepower off the bench, but – again, in a year where you've almost tried everything, right, and he hadn't tried Tyler, you know, to start.
No.
And again, remember, I thought to start the year that Tyler had earned that, but again, you get early on, you know, you got these freshmen that are starting. It looked fine, and I think Tyler, let's be real,
yeah,
for a guy who, again, go look at the minutes. He's playing about 25 and a half minutes per game last year. That's down to 20 this year. The role's much different. It's much less. For the most part, has been there, you know, when called upon. I've sat there and said, well, man, if you could get him more consistent, well, I'm not sure he's been consistently enough in there. Anyway, I just thought that's you look at his appearances, zero starts. Just about everybody else on the team got a start. But Penny has stuck with that. And, I, at this point, yeah, whatever you need to get going offensively,
well,
whoever it is, again, you just get him out there and roll him.
I haven't.
I found that odd that, again, that he's the one guy who hadn't started this year. I thought he'd earned it coming into this season. That wasn't. I'm not going saying, hey, if Tyler had started every game this year, you're in a different spot. No, but I just found it. His numbers are down this year. I was looking to see why.
Yeah,
and he's playing significantly fewer minutes.
There was a time where it's been a few games since then, but like when Tyler Harris played, there was some number of minutes, like 23 minutes maybe or something along those lines. Memphis was like 9-1. This was,
Giannotto had the stat in the lineup story about how good him and Alo actually are on the floor together and how it's one of their most productive lineups. That I've just
hasn't seen a lot of time together.
Well, and I really got to thinking about it too, John, listening to you and Calkins this morning forecasting if you had to guess today who's coming back.
Yep.
Right. And I look at a guy who's down 5 minutes, right? And down 5 minutes on a team that's struggling offensively the way he does, what does Mr. 48 do? Now, look, I'm not telling you he's been super. He's shooting 36%. That number's got to go up. But a guy that's, right, kind of an answer offensively,
yeah.
We said this about Boogie, you had to get him going. I feel the same way about Tyler. You've got a capable shooter there. You want to keep him feeling capable. You understand what I'm saying?
Especially absolutely.
In a year where you're struggling offensively. So, anyway, watch. I noticed you didn't include him in terms of the guys that you would say were locked in it to come back when you had the list of talking. You hadn't talked about that on here,
Did you disagree with
that?
I didn't agree with not a one person
you said. Who were the guys that you said you feel pretty? I think it's worth the review because I thought it was interesting listening to you talk. It's coming in here.
Well, the guys, because
that you'd feel good.
Yeah, that I don't lose sleep over, well, right?
Because your stat was 1 in 3 kids transfer. Every school's got transfers, so let's just go ahead and look at it. This isn't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so the guys that I don't lose sleep over leaving after this year would be Malcolm, Lance, Jaden, Alo, and DJ Jeffries.
Yeah, the only local one of those guys that you left off it was Tyler.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, his minutes have, and the reason you'd say that is because his minutes have fluctuated, right?
25 down to 20 this year, 20 flat.
Yep. And that's always
that's seventh most on the team.
Yeah, that's always usually a precursor, right, for a departure. Not saying it's going to happen, but we're putting him on the risk list. You know, Damian Ball, same thing. His minutes have fluctuated. He's been in and out of the starting lineup. You know, Boogie, because he did struggle. Though he has got it together the last couple of weeks, which I do think
said you had
lowers
to get him
that.
Going, and they have.
Yeah, that lowers that risk. But again, he's still a kid from San Diego, and who knows? Like, kids can panic. You know, I mean, so it's not like it would be the craziest thing we ever saw. Lester, again, New York kid, not from here. Precious is leaving after this. You know, so I mean, that's just I think that those are all very real concerns. Every coach has to deal with them. Every coach has to. I mean, it happens every year. You know, every coach has to have talks with his players, you know, because, I mean, Penny even said it, like, they got guys in their ear. They got people in their ear right now. They're hearing lots of voices right now. And that's the job sort of Penny to calm them down.
We always said that was the toughest job he's going to have all year.
Yeah, that's what makes the Memphis job so unique, right? Like, there's just the voices locally.
Well, it's more unique when you've sort of got national guys mixed with local guys,
yes.
right? It's one
yes.
thing when you've got all local guys.
Yes.
But when you've got national guys that are rated higher than yes. those local guys. Yeah, that's a dynamic that not everywhere that it's like that, but certainly here, particularly when you're recruiting at this level like they are.
Absolutely. So anyway, there you go. Precious practicing today, it sounds like, which is good news. He seems to be trending in the right direction for the Tigers. Big game tomorrow against Cincinnati. All right, we will come back. Anthony Sain is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the smoke with Calkins, John Morant needing to have a big game tonight, and more. Jason and John, 93 FM, ESPN.
20 ribeyes for $30 at 3 locations in Memphis right now. For a limited time, hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare 5-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box Steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall right now. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steaks, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breasts. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent and truck in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall at the Highway 64 entrance and at the South Haven Town Center in front of JCPenney's across from Fox and Hounds. And also look for the big tent in the parking lot of Oak Court Mall directly in front of the food court on Poplar Street. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, New York strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30. 3 locations in Memphis, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall.
Tracy Morgan returns.
Could have been worse. I could have got hit by Bob's discount furniture truck.
Live on stage with a brand new show.
When I was in that wheelchair, I still shopped at Walmart.
No Disrespect Tour.
When I was in that coma, y'all, I saw the white light. But I ain't go to it because I thought it was the police. Huh?
This Friday at Horseshoe Casinos, Bluesville. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com and HorseshoeTunica.com.
I miss doing this.
Check more at TracyMorgan.com.
I really miss y'all. I love you.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has the trifecta this Valentine's Day. Spend $99 or more on a piece of jewelry she'll love, and you'll get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates. While supplies last, in-store only at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 4 Memphis locations and the new one in Little Rock.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Attention, everyone. With Dell's President's Day sale, get monumental savings on Dell business PCs with Intel Core processors and business tech. Deals are live now with doorbusters up to 60% off on President's Day the 17th. Our small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business at President's Day prices by calling 877-BUY-DELL. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Jason and John Guest's appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Rolling, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul.
All right, we're back. Jason John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every Wednesday at this time, we like to talk to a brother named Anthony Sane. Let's do it.
Now, it's Anthony Sane covering the Memphis Grizzlies for Sports Illustrated's Grizzlies Maven on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mr. Sane, how are you, sir?
My guy, what's up, man? You know what it is.
Big game tonight.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be sitting front row like John Martin?
No, I'll be sitting in the chief seats. Next to my friend Jeff Calkins.
You'll be sitting in the worker seat.
Yeah,
because you'll actually be covering the game.
Right.
Yeah. You know, he's bragging about his $1,800 seats and wearing his, what was the brand?
Supreme.
Going to be wearing Supreme down there and flexing on all the rest of us.
I see he got the All-Star Game hoodie on.
Yes, sir, baby.
Reminded me of them frigid temperatures I'm about to
watch. Do you say about folks who announce that before they actually do it?
Who?
Folks that announce they'll be front row before they actually just go.
Bro, you know how John get down, bro.
You know, doesn't surprise you.
What are you trying to surprise me?
Are you saying I'm extra, Anthony?
Yeah, man. You be flossing out here, bro.
New money. That's what new money does.
I mean, it ain't tricking if you got it, man. That's what Yo Gotti said.
It's still tricking, my boy. Don't get it twisted.
Still tricking.
Still tricking.
Before we get to the Grizzlies in this big game tonight, is this thing with you and Calkins real?
Yeah, it's real, man. Like, Jeff's just.
It's getting intense.
Jeff's just getting on my nerves, man. And then I heard he's got this.
He tried to get you fired last week.
Yeah, he tried to get me fired. And, you know, I'm sure the segment where he talked about me probably was the biggest rated segment in the history of this show.
Oh, wow.
Because it's either that or listen to him.
Well, Harrington is a very popular segment.
Yeah, I probably came in second all the time, Harrington.
Harrington rates really high.
Yeah. It's good.
Also, when they do NFL Big Facts, highly rated segment.
Because other than that, it's just him and the little guy talking about sports betting.
Him and the little guy?
Is
Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
Right. Oh, man, now you've included Jeffrey.
Well, he included himself.
Careful.
Jeffrey's kind of like the Paul Bearer.
He's just Jimmy Hart, man. He was just standing up for his guy, Calkins, saying untruths.
I need Jeffrey to get a grown man beard with some neck hair before he.
Oh, my.
Before
You want all the smoke, I see.
I'm sure a lot of people are listening. And they're like, what is going on? So how did this begin? Was it when you yelled at Calkins over the Grizzlies making the playoffs?
I've always kind of had a chip on my shoulder, period, as far as, like, journalism goes. And, like, I just look at Jeff as one of those guys who is kind of always held. He's just always kind of been in the way.
You mean like one of the haves, and you have not.
Yeah, and the have-nots, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
I always felt like Jeff is kind of like held people like me back. And I'll let y'all determine what people like me is. I'll let y'all run with it. But, you know,
Are you being for real?
Yeah, man, like
this is spicy.
Like, I just don't, like, you know, but it's gonna come to a head, though, bro. You know what I'm saying?
What are you going to do? Him?
The thing is, like, he's got the power of the radio. He can come in any day and say, I'm just going to make this segment about Anthony Sane.
He's got the ink, too. He could put you in the Daily Nugget.
Exactly.
You have
the radio now, too. And that's the beauty of
is that
we give you a platform.
Yeah, he couldn't stop your rise.
And we enjoy you having you on. But this is your opportunity to do whatever you want.
But this Memphis, bro, is a small town. Everybody is within arm's reach of each other. In Memphis, that's unfortunate. That's the fortunate part about Memphis.
I will say, last week you said you need some hitters to handle that.
Yeah.
You would bring in some hitters.
You don't need hitters.
This needs to be if it's going to be something, it needs to be mano a mano. Can we agree on that?
Man, he's putting on makeup, dude.
I'm a pretty important dude.
See, this dude, he's in an opera, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
think he's playing a perfect character. He's playing a perfect character, a dead person. Because he could just sit there and just be him. He could just be natural.
What is happening right now?
He could just cut the lights on and say, go, Jeff, go. And he just sit there.
Jeff seemed pretty serious, too, because he said you were jealous of the quotes he got from Dylan Brooks.
Ain't nothing like that,
You're doing some interview, didn't even matter.
They had Jeff, he can't move too much, so they had him propped up in one spot. They told him Dylan was coming, so they just stood him right there. And
So you're Jeff does get preferential treatment, doesn't he?
Oh, of course he does.
Like, they just kind of, like, set things up. He gets invited to these special media meetings. They say, hey, they let him know beforehand, hey, we're going to bring – I agree with you.
Because they had, like, you know, Kleiman came to town. I mean, Kleiman came in, he spoke. And, you know, they had the pre-media thing with these guys to ask him all these cookie-cutter questions that, that anybody could ask them.
I heard about that. It was they said select media.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Hold on, did you not get
selected? No, I was not a part of this select group.
Oh, they must have thought you'd ask some tough questions.
But Jeff wasn't he?
Jeff was in there and, you know, probably falling asleep and didn't take his Geritol or his Metamucil, whatever it is he takes. So
he's not that old. He's 58.
He looked it. Then, you know, I got people defending this dude, too, to me. People I thought was my friend.
Dude, you have some – you got a couple of white folks really hot.
Got Kuntar Mack. Kuntar Backlund of all people.
But, yeah.
Well, that's one on –
Of 9-on-1 wrestling.
Jeff Calkins.
Yeah.
Well, this is – I mean, is there any chance that we can, you know, mend this? Is there any chance we can
– before something
Hey, bro, it's
yeah, because I'm scared. You're talking about him. He's dead and hitters. And, I mean, you don't got
I'm not going to do that to him, bro. I'm just saying. Because, you know, I'm a professional dude just like him. I ain't finna do nothing, but, you know. There ain't finna be too much more talking going on across the airwaves.
I know that. When a black man says that, real, bro. That's where you're serious. Talking.
What are you going to do? Fire on Jeff Calkins, bro? Hey, are you going to do, man? Hey, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Ain't going
to
be too much.
We're in a small town, and this is an even smaller studio, bro. I mean, you know, Jeff comes to me every morning.
Well,
and I still got a badge to this job, so, hey.
You can get in.
I get in where I fit in.
What'd you think of climbing the other day? You mentioned it. I heard you in there asking all the questions.
Yeah, man. You know, unfortunately, I wasn't invited to
the select the media, but you got to the scrum.
Yeah. To hear them bogus questions, they probably asked the man or whatever, just to whatever. But anyway, I fooled with them. I put Kleiman out there a long time ago.
Aren't you responsible for King Kleiman?
I put the dude face out there, and didn't nobody even know who he was. This was around the failed Charlotte Hornets trade that got out. I put Kleiman out there back then. But, you know, there's another thing about Jeff, too. Like, as far as the radio goes, he'll talk about stuff that I did, but he won't
give you the shout out.
Yeah, he won't give me the shout out.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's a little slick stuff he'll do or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Kleiman, I fool with Kleiman, though. Like, King Kleiman. I put the King on his name a long time ago. People didn't even know who he was.
I like the way I worried if he would be uncomfortable in those situations. He's a guy who hasn't done it since the beginning of the year, for the most part, mm-hmm. looked very comfortable this time around. I wondered how much of that's because of all these good decisions you've made. You coming out. Your resume's right before you. Everybody's saying how great you are.
Then it's just, you know, a natural progression. He's, you know, getting more accustomed to the media. He's only 30 years old, and, you know, he's a lawyer. So he's not used to, you know, a bunch of guys in Memphis being in his face. And, you know, he's definitely getting better at that type of stuff. But shout out to the King, though, man. I don't have nothing bad to say about him. I questioned it at first when I first heard about what they were doing. But, man, he's killing it.
And the Josh Jackson thing, we no longer question.
You know, Josh is doing his
thing. Getting his opportunity.
That's all anybody could really ask for, that they gave him an opportunity.
Doesn't bringing in Winslow now make it Josh or DeAnthony, and you're going to pick DeAnthony when it comes to trying to – because you can't bring both back, can you?
Somebody this summer?
Yes.
If Josh comes back, I don't think he's coming back for much of anything. So I don't think that'll be
– Well, that's a good point.
If they just need to fill a roster spot. Yeah, I don't think they – you know, they're not going to spend any major money on Josh. So at least I don't think they would.
Okay, so you're saying you could bring them both back if you wanted to, because Josh isn't going to cost a thing.
Yeah, I don't. If I was to predict now,
you think some team will take a chance on him based on what they've seen? Maybe I know it hadn't been great, but
I don't think if I was to predict now, I don't think Josh would be back. But you know, who knows? Excuse me, bro. It's that wing guru. Yeah.
What's happening? You burping up hot stuff?
Trying to get myself together. It's all good.
No, it's all. No, you're fine. You're fine.
I don't think we have talked. We have not talked to you for sure since the trade deadline, which was last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and It all went down Wednesday night. Andre Iguodala's gone. They got some stuff back for him. Deion Waiters is not part of it.
Mm-hmm.
How would you assess what the Grizzlies did at the deadline?
I absolutely love what the Grizzlies did. I think that they had a clear plan. I asked real questions when I talked to Kleiman.
Somebody has to.
And one of the questions I asked, he kind of tipped his hand. And I already had a feeling that's what he was doing. But when he tipped his hand, so I was like, yeah, that's exactly what – they did exactly what I thought they were doing. This is what I think the Grizzlies' game plan was, and this is why I applaud them for what they did. I think they had their mind set on getting Justice Winslow. Like, that was the number one goal, was to come away with that deal with Justice Winslow. I also think that they wanted – James Johnson's contract because they wanted Gorgui Dieng. And with that being said, they needed Johnson's contract to get him. So I think they had it set that they wanted Winslow and they wanted Gorgie. So they made that made those two deals happen. Raiders was the cost of doing business for Winslow, of course. They did what they had to do with him. And then they were able to get Jordan Bell, who is basically for free.
Super athlete. Super athletic.
And you weren't doing anything with Bruno. Bruno was a great athlete. Had one of the, he just being honest, Bruno was has a low basketball IQ. And you get Jordan Bell, who comes in, high energy guy, athletic.
Final Four guy with Dylan.
Yeah, went to the Final Four with Dylan, has a championship on his belt. Just a guy who's going to come in and just do the right things for the team, do the dirty work for a team. He's a guy that you can throw in a situation like you would throw Bruno in, or a situation like you play Solomon Hill at it's your emergency power forward, and just possibly give you some minutes. But like I said, you upgraded in every position. You got rid of two small forwards or combo forwards that were causing a logjam at those positions. You got rid of those guys. You brought in one solid starting small forward in Winslow.
When healthy.
And then you added defensive-minded players that can also score in Jing and also in Winslow. So I'm excited about what they did. I think they had a clear plan. I think they had guys that they targeted, and they made the deals with Miami to get those players back.
Are you buying what they're selling? That they, and again, I mean, they like you said, they had to pay the price of doing business. They clearly have some confidence in it. But are you buying it as much as they're selling it, that Winslow's just fine? Because it feels like everybody else outside the NBA says, man, I don't know because of that back.
Well, he's clearly not just fine because he's not playing. But I'm confident that
I just meant chronic.
You're right.
Clearly.
No, chronic. I don't think that particular injury is one that's going to linger forever.
I mean, he's so young. Yeah. You hope he could.
But I've been told it's the same one that Melton had, and he's fine. I mean, so, and just talking to some people in the know, I believe that he'll be fine. And when he comes back, I don't know. But like I said, the Grizzlies are playing the long game. They're not. This isn't your parents' grit and grind Grizzlies.
Right. Right.
They're not just putting Band-Aids on stuff and just trying to just fall into the playoffs.
Well, I think that's kind of like the most impressive thing about it, because mm-hmm. it's like, to your point, like the old regime, it feels like, would have, now that the Grizzlies have kind of like backed into a playoff race, nobody thought they would be in this position this soon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the old regime is trying to sort of buy,
right,
and sell out for a playoff run.
Mm-hmm.
This front office is like, no, like it's totally not about this. If we can make it, great. But it's not, and it never was about this year.
Right.
Next 10.
The old regime would have been doing so many things to try to get some guy, add another veteran to the team, keep Jay, keep Solo, all those type of things. You know, you don't mess up the chemistry. The Grizzlies are saying, hey, we might take a small chemistry hit this year, but we're playing for the long game, and I'm excited about what they're doing. But they didn't absolutely kill the chemistry, because you got Jing is known across the league as being one of the best locker
room guys.
I saw
him with his arms around guys and huddles. Like,
yeah,
he already knows
he's a great locker room guy, super humble.
Trying to build that already.
Right. He doesn't care about playing time. He says all the time, look, I'm not even supposed to be here. I don't care about playing time. I'm not even supposed to be in the league at all. And that's his thing. I heard he's very charitable. He gives a lot of money back to I think he's one of those guys that kind of lives off of he gives out more than what he spends or something like that. One of those type of guys. So, yeah. Shout out to the Grizzlies, man. I think they clearly know what they're doing.
Doesn't look like what the Pelicans did last night, beating the brakes off of Portland.
I'm not fazed by them, dude.
Doesn't look like you care at all.
Not at all. Because they've got to go 18-10 the rest of the way just to break even at 500.
They have the easiest schedule in the league.
I'm going to give y'all an interesting
stat. That's the one thing about that, saying you're writing it off with the easiest schedule in the league. I just can't write it off.
But they got to win those games, bro.
They
know what I mean?
But they also got a stud.
Yeah.
Brandon didn't even play last night.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe their biggest hurdle is the two of them playing together well, trying to win those 18
Facts.
Games.
Let me throw that out there. I'm going to give
But it's against scrubs.
I'm going to give the listeners some interesting homework. Look up the Pelicans. I don't know. I haven't checked their stat. I just got a gut feeling that it's not a good number. But I want everyone to look up what the Pelicans' record is.
Is it a bad team?
Since Zion has came back. Hold on. Oh. Since Zion has came back in games where Ingram and Zion play together.
That's a legit hurdle.
Ingram
wasn't playing last night. They looked great.
Right. They're good when either one of them
two, but not
but
both.
But I'd like
to
see what their number is when both of them together. It's kind of got that Rudy Zebo thing going. Like, if you kind of look at it with the long athletic wing versus the inside player, Zion's not Zebo, but they occupy the same area, they occupy the same space. So because, you know, Ingram is an all-star. I mean, and since Zion's got there, it's become the Zion show. And it's almost
I saw
like a
Ingram on
show.
The sideline, like he was clapping like got an opera clap kind of for Zion from the sideline.
I'm not sure he's really feeling
That's what I was wondering. Is like, is he really feeling this? Or is that a sarcastic?
Because when I went down to New Orleans, I'm like, it's a circus. Like, it's like Zion touches the ball and everybody's clapping. Like, he's really, like, it's, I'm like, okay. But y'all have had Ingram, who's carried y'all this whole time. He's a freaking all-star. And y'all are acting like, it's like it's nobody now. So, yeah.
Who's got to be the difference tonight? Big one, obviously, against Portland.
Jaren Jackson Jr. has to have a big game tonight.
It's because
he's matched up against small forwards. He's matched up against
Ariza
and Carmelo Anthony. He's got to get going early. He's kind of lost his shot lately. He hasn't been hitting the three like normal. He looked pretty loose today at shoot-arounds when he came out and talked to us. So, I'm hoping that Jaren can have a big game.
Like, you're right. If they're going to win tonight, be right there.
All right, a few more things, Anthony. Did you see the Bill Street Music Fest lineup?
Oh, it's fine.
You like it?
Yeah, it's fine.
What's the best part about
it? I might get my old tail out.
What grade you give it?
It's good, man, because just speaking from the black delegation, like, it's got some names on there.
I know. That's why I gave it a B.
You know what I mean? It's got...
Like, Wayne is still relevant.
Got Lil Wayne just dropped the album. You know what I mean? You got Lil Wayne... The baby's on there. Somebody said Nelly's on there.
Nelly's on there.
Then,
does Nelly still do something for you?
I mean, but it's a name.
Eminem still do something for you?
Nelly,
damn right. He performed at the Oscars. You might have saw
an old song.
It's still,
puts the goosebumps on you.
You won an Academy Award.
You want to talk about hit makers? Nelly definitely had a run.
I tell him.
Oh, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying he doesn't make music anymore.
Yeah.
If he does, I don't ever hear it.
He might get up there and talk about sports or something.
He makes more first take appearances than he does albums these days, which is fine. I'm not hating on him.
When I talked to some of my brothers in the white delegation, they were saying that, you know, that the white delegation is covered pretty good, too.
I like how you go across the aisle.
I mean, they have managed to do it this year. I mean, they have pleased black people. They have pleased white people.
The 3-6 Mafia reunion is going to be there. Yeah,
that happens every year.
No, they not, because 3-6 Mafia just got back together.
All right.
You might see somebody representing 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, like Juicy J is always there.
Yeah, but Paul and Juicy together, they ain't happening.
Like, I hate to say it, but because we live in Memphis, when 3-6 Mafia is at Music Fest, it's not
but it wasn't to his point. It wasn't full 3-6.
Yes, but someone from 3-6 Mafia. Yeah. Like, it doesn't necessarily do that much
for me. I might get my old tail out in the rain and go, bro. Who knows?
Okay, so then I want to ask you this. I'm getting tweets from people. They're really angry.
That's fine.
I try to tell you, people are like hook, line, and sinker.
John?
Why they add me, though, bro? Why don't ever get these tweets I be talking?
Can y'all do like have a battle balls or something like they did back in the day, you and Carl?
And are you worried that...
Balls or the battle balls.
Are you worried about his tag team partner, Jeffrey?
Not in the slightest.
I mean, that's a two-on-one right
there. Not in the slightest. I put Brad Carson somebody on him, man. I ain't worried about
Gabe.
It. Yeah, Gabe. Be a perfect matchup for Jeffrey, right?
Yeah. So anyway, people are angry. So I don't know what
they'll be fine. At me, man. They must think I'm gonna clap back at them or something, bro. Ain't nobody at me on that.
Yeah. So anyway, at Sane Asylum, if you wanna get on him for his feelings, your anti-Calkins sentiment.
Air your grievances.
No, you're the only person in Memphis media really who has a problem with Jeff. But maybe you're the only one brave enough to air those.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the difference because he rules with an iron fist.
Yep. If he sit beside me today, bro, if he get to talking stupid, I'm not even going to wake him up. I'm just going to let him take his nap and out.
Well, you know, here's some more stuff. Since we're all getting in on Jeff, I mean, the dude, like, visits Buffalo Bills message boards during the games.
Oh, I know that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I seen him.
Like, I mean, that's, come on.
Man, no respect for Jeff, bro.
This is precious to Jew.
Perfect timing, too, because he's finally pulled his butt out of Penny Hardaway's behind and came over to the Grizzlies, too.
Wow.
Perfect segue for that.
Oh, that's good.
I see he's just...
This is going to lead to something. I'm going to buy a ticket.
This is really funny. This
Make
is
it
good.
For charity. So.
Yeah, we'll do something, man.
All right. Anthony, man, appreciate you coming in as always. We will come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, I return to family ESPN.
Sure, Memphians love up Jeffrey Wright. Not just because he's the lovable guy who loves to gamble and watches 7 TVs at once, including The Bachelor with his fiance, but because of sports. Weekdays on the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Feeling the love from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. Guess what? The Grizzlies games are now on 92.9 FM ESPN via the radio.com app. Get your Grizz on 92.9 FM ESPN through radio.com. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me.
Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at five different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Landers Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, if it's time to upgrade what you got, head on down to Landers because they have everything that you need right there on the lot. They got large SUVs. They got small SUVs. They got compact cars. They got luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. Whatever it is you need, it's out there on the lot. The price started just $29.90. They got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South, and they got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. And their mission and their goal is to get you in the car of your dreams, and that's exactly what they're going to do. So go see my friends down at Landers. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check out the inventory, see everything online at LandersMemphis.com. Everything you need is going to be on the website. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Howie, Valentine's Day. Jewelry, candy, roses.
You could get all three at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. And Danny, look at this necklace.
It is beautiful. It's a Love's Crossing, isn't it?
It's a Love's Crossing necklace. They start at only $199. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, five locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Everybody's got a sweet tooth. You need to get it satisfied, particularly right here before Valentine's Day. Get that sweetheart of yours, get her sweet tooth satisfied. You can do that over at Quintessential Sweets. They're 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. It's the sweetest, coolest place in Memphis. Memphian Christopher Gray's got the most exquisite sweets and desserts in the city. Can take care of you as well, you and your lovely lady. Lady, you and your lovely man. For Valentine's Day. Again, you better get two there, though, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard, because you don't have much time before Valentine's.
They've got some delectable treats for you over at Quintessential Sweets, like assorted chocolate fruit cups, 16-piece. You can get that for $43.95. They got strawberry cheesecake deluxe boxes. Those start at $24.15. They got chocolate-covered strawberries, a sweetheart glam box, single-stem strawberries, fancy dip bananas and strawberries. It's all out there. Tons of different choices for you this Valentine's Day. You can't go wrong.
You can check out all those Valentine's Day deals. You go to quintessentialsweets.com and click on order now. You'll see all those deals John Martin talked about. You can also order them on up at 361-3449. Again, they're at 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. That's Quintessential Sweets, and they're at quintessentialsweets.com.
Thanks to Anthony Sain for joining us on the show today. Man, I really do hope they can get that figured out, man. You hate to really see that, in this business because it's so competitive as it is already.
you know, that you like, you'd like people to just be able to get along, and obviously there's some sort of schism in that relationship, and I'm not sure how it can get fixed.
I think it started with Sane yelling at Jeff on press row, and Jeff looking down over his glasses, and you know, basically not giving Sane the time of day.
Well, right. I think Anthony was in the wrong to start, if I'm being honest. I mean,
Sane's made it. That's the thing about it. You're here. He's full meat. There's nothing to hold against Jeff, and yet you can tell there are some deep rooted feelings there that. I at one time had to get settled with Jeff too. Now I lost. Hopefully Sane will not lose. That said, come on, this cross show tension, man, it's getting a little
tough. It is.
We got folks tweeting at us and all stuff. Mm-hmm. If this thing's gonna go down, it's gotta go down the right way, man. Put them in some battle balls or something and go mano y mano, we'll do it for charity. But capitalize on this tension that seems very real.
I did the battle balls against Jarvo back in the day. And I got screwed is what happened, if you recall.
No, just remember, just take the L. Like
I lost, but it was a controversial loss.
Of course.
Jarvis beat you?
Huh? Yeah, he did.
Dude, he steamrolled.
He's got that Peloton game.
But you're about to hear the excuse, though, BC.
Okay, let's hear it.
There's no excuse.
Why'd you lose to Jarvis?
First of all, Jarvis played football for the University. Well, back then, Memphis State. All right,
stud.
So we're talking about a high level athlete. Mm-hmm. Even though he is older, you know, he definitely is still athletic.
Bro, yes. You wear tights when you hoop.
That has nothing to do with this.
It has a lot to do with it. That's part of someone thinks he's an athlete right now.
Because
remember you said it's about the compression, right? It's about with your muscles. That's what athletes do. They wear tights.
Yeah,
so this is a man who clearly thinks of himself as one, and yet you'd think an athlete who played for, you said the key words, Memphis State, like you'd still be in a little bit better shape than him.
Yeah, we're talking
certainly have the age factor.
When you're talking about battle balls, it's velocity. Which is mass.
Dude, how fast Jarvis still running?
Well, Jarvo's probably, what do you think Jarvis weighs? Like 215, 220?
The best shape in terms of
he's in good shape.
215, 220 seem a little thick. I don't know.
I'm asking, like what? 205?
No, he's 200.
He's probably 200, 185.
Solid.
Okay. You know. Okay. So he probably have 20 pounds on me. And so, you know, I mean, I'm already at a disadvantage.
20 pounds? I mean, dude,
you're 180?
Come on, give me a break. You used to roam in that territory all the time.
I roamed in that territory for 2 years.
You roamed like a buffalo in that territory.
Yeah, no making fat jokes.
You telling me about fat jokes?
Dude, Lizzo is the most.
Fat joke on you, some woman out there.
No, Lizzo is the most athletic, in shape person on the planet, according to you. So this has nothing to do with her.
We were talking about your size, not Lizzo's.
Oh, they're the same. They're the same, it sounds like. So
anyway, so Jarvis was the more in shape. The younger, the faster, the stronger, played football.
No, he did. But again, I still got one. I got the second round, and then the third round, I know I won, but they didn't want to give it to me because it's just going to look like I'm winning too much.
Well, I'll just be real honest with you. I don't know that Calkins wants to see Sane in a battle ball, so whatever they do, it may need to be something.
Well, somebody got a concussion. Favorite. I can't remember who it was, but Doc Holliday gave some jabroni a concussion.
Oh, so it's done.
Yeah. So
they canceled battle balls after Doc Holliday killed somebody?
Yes, dude. I mean,
I knew we hadn't seen it.
I mean,
that makes sense. That makes all sense.
Doc Holliday sent some poor jabroni into the seats that I would never dare sit in tonight.
And you want the bull, you get the horns.
And I don't know whether that's Pinnacle or whatever, but that dude was flying, bro.
Yeah.
And that's when Jason Wallace was like, we got liabilities. Doc out here taking this. It was like the Arizona Cardinals front seven. That man was running through them so hard.
Watch that liability. We don't do food contests for that reason.
It's a new age. Can't do anything in this day and age, man. So I'd be interested to see what happens with it between Anthony Sane and Jeff Calkins. But I do hope for the sake of their relationship and for this station, really.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Jeffrey Wright's gotten dragged into this.
How does Jeffrey Wright get pulled into this?
I feel horrible.
He jumped to Calkins' defense the other day, though. So he gets pulled in by inclusion.
Part of the job, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you jump in the water, you know, mm-hmm. you're at risk. So anyway, I hope that all gets figured out. All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
The obvious one is Grizz Portland. I'll give one of y'all that one. I'm going to tell you about one that's not so obvious. Important game in the AAC impacting the Tigers' efforts and trying to land a top four seed. We said why that's important. You want to be a top four seed in the AAC because you want 3 games in 3 days as opposed to having to win 4 days.
That's right.
To win the AAC tournament. So tonight, 6 p.m. on ESPN News, thinking along those lines, UConn is visiting SMU. Well, Jason, why is that one important? That's two bums. Well, SMU, frankly, is tied for fourth with you right now. And You could say has a leg up on you because it's already beaten you at home. And so UConn tonight will travel to SMU. SMU's a 5-point favorite. If you're the Tigers, you are rooting for UConn so you can jump up into that fourth spot. You do not want to trap to win 4 games in 4 days down in Fort Worth, Texas next month in the AAC tournament.
I must follow up. Last night I made a prediction to y'all before we left the show.
Yes.
And I am willing to swallow hard and say, man, Ole Miss beat the hell out of Mississippi.
Curb stomp. What happened to them Bulldogs?
Curb stomp.
Damn.
I thought y'all said Ole Miss having a bad
year.
Well,
as we all know, playing on the road in college basketball is way different.
Beat y'all.
Which is why I segue to the Houston at South Florida game, and I will predict that there's going to be an upset tonight. South Florida will beat Houston.
I'm going to be 0-2 on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see if I can go. Hey, if they lose, you know,
let's just see how long you can be. Can we get you to 0-10 on these college basketball
predictions? I went with the favorite yesterday. Okay, I went with the favorite in Mississippi State. That was logical. I'm going to go illogical.
Brad, I think every day in this show you should make a college basketball prediction.
Right, stay
Don't
away from
run
them
your money on this,
that,
people.
That is inevitably going to be. I just want to see how long you can go before you get one right.
Houston at South Florida from the Yingling Center tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPNU. I'm going with South Florida.
That's a mistake. By the way, the Yingling Center is a really nice arena for what it is. Like, it's not huge, but it's a, you know, I mean, you're on campus there at Tampa. Like, it's a pretty nice little, and it surprisingly gets really loud in there.
Well, it's because of the way it's built, much like a smaller Coliseum.
But they be piping some noise in, too. I know they do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know they pipe some crowd noise in.
Possibly.
It's 100% guaranteed.
I would always catch that game. They'd be on break, so I never saw that place full. Apparently, you did.
No, they turned out for some reason. Yeah. But Memphis was still
ranked.
They
were back in school.
Memphis was top 20 at the time, so it was an opportunity for them to turn out and beat a ranked team.
All right, what you
they
watching?
Did not. Oh, me?
It's your turn.
Oh, I didn't know it was my turn. I thought you guys wanted me to just wax on South Florida's court.
Oh, I was just thinking of Memphis losing to South Florida at home, so that's why I made the prediction.
That didn't actually happen, right?
Yes.
That was a fever dream.
Sorry, that was my reference point.
Well, since you asked, what am I going to be checking out tonight? I'm going to be watching the Blazers-Grizzlies game inside FedEx Forum.
That's why we left it for you, John.
Congratulations, John.
Because you'll have the best view.
I wouldn't say that. I certainly wouldn't say that.
Sure you would.
Oh, now he's going humble on us.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm very grateful to be able and to be gifted these seats by my man Chip and Al, and I'm grateful. But to the rest of you who will obviously be looking down and trying to make sense of what's going on. Well, you can watch that's the cool thing is they built this huge video board.
Yeah.
So you can watch, you just focus on that.
More than one, yeah.
Yeah, you focus on the big
selling
video.
Selling the billboard, the board
man.
Now,
I mean, that's, to be, like, shout out to Robert Pera, man, for making that happen.
That is a nice board.
He's keeping y'all in mind. He the people's owner. Because he knows that most of y'all can't see what we see down there. You know what I'm saying?
Just promise me one thing.
What's that, Jason?
That you won't wear any Raiders gear down
there. Oh, I'm not going to wear any Raiders
good.
Gear, dude.
Smart move.
I'm not going to wear any Raiders gear. But stay tuned for what I'll be wearing. I'll be on television quite a bit tonight. That is going to do it for us today. The Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks, of course, to John Schumann. Thanks to Mark Giannotto. Thanks to Anthony Sain for joining us today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
But the big news, of course, is the deal. And screw you, Andre Iguodala. Listen, he got a contract extension out of Miami. Happy going to Miami, etc. Good for you. Nice. Although, I think this contract, I'm not sure. This contract seems to require him to show up and play to get his...
The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Wait, our team lost. Why are you celebrating?
Because I just won playing Keno to Go.
Wait, what?
It's a Tennessee lottery game where you decide how you play and what you could win. See, pick one number, match it, and you can win up to $45, or pick 10 numbers for the chance to win up to $300,000. It's up to you.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Well, you gotta play first.
Yeah, right.
Big wins, multiple drawings daily. Now that you know, how will you Keno to Go? Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
I'll take one!
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Bucks instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis has been here 38 years. It's family-owned and the place you need to visit if you want to drive the best vehicle you've ever driven. I, Gary Parrish, can say that truthfully because I own a Mercedes, best vehicle I've ever driven. 5389 Poplar is the address. It's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
Spark some romance any day of the week with Serenity Day Spa's Couples Escape Package. A massage for two followed by a candlelit meal together. Print your gift certificate online at serenitymemphis.com. That's serenitymemphis.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 World Championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Jeff Calkins here, and I've got big news. I'm being cast in an opera, and I'm dead serious about this. I'm going to be cast as Buoso Donati in Gianni Schicchi, part of Opera Memphis's Puccini double bill on February 14th and 15th at GPAC. This is the highlight of my life, and you can get tickets to watch me make my opera.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.